This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what's taking place in trading in the grains?
A split trade so far for these grain futures. Corn about unchanged, split between weaker soybeans and higher wheat prices. We've got new storylines to enter the week. One focused on wheat itself, which was a leader on Monday as well. You had more flaring up of the conflict with the war in Ukraine, Russia targeting some of Ukraine's various infrastructure, and a risk that it could spill over into the Black Sea and those shipping channels as well. We know that Russia and Ukraine continue to pump out large volumes of wheat into the world market. So if that's crimped by any degree, maybe down the road you're going to have better U.S. demand. At a minimum, it's more risk premium related to these ongoing wars. It was related to the higher crude oil market as well. That involves Russia and also involves the ongoing conflict with Israel and their war on terrorism, the involvement of Iran, all of those moving parts providing some relief as we open up this week. It was last week that the grains were lower for most of the week. Corn, soybeans, and wheat futures down 4 days in a row to start last week because of crude oil mostly being lower, the dollar index particularly being so strong. Well, we've had some easing of those pressures, at least through this first session. And now leading into Tuesday, we'll see if we get some follow through on that otherwise minimal grain strength to start the week.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down a penny at 428 and a quarter. January soybeans down 6.5 at 1003 and a quarter. December soybean meal up $1.20 at $291.50. December soybean oil down 42 cents at $45.10. December oats up 2.5 at $3.66 and a quarter. On the Merck, December live cattle up 2 cents at $184.12. January feeder cattle up 25 cents at $249.75. December lean hogs down 15 cents at $79.87. December pork cutout down $1.35 at $91.37. Class 3 milk up 21 cents at $19.53. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.